St. Paul instructs St. Timothy, "Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity." Upper Room Media presents this Teen Matters talk, praying that it will firmly establish these virtues in the future of our church.
Praying reading the Bible, touching others as well. If we do good things to others, what we're doing is we're touching Christ. Because Christ said to us, if you help anyone, assist anyone, you are assisting me, you're helping me. So every time we do something good for someone, we're touching the Lord. And obviously, the Holy Communion. The Holy Communion. So today, God willing, we're all going to have Holy Communion. When, before you come into the table, in your heart, say, please, Lord, touch me. Dear Lord, touch me. Touch my heart. Make me feel you, dear Lord. And take away all the bad things in my life. All the things that I hate about myself, take it away, I don't want it. I'm going to come and touch you. Bless me. Take away, make me pure again. Make me pure, make me righteous again. And the Lord will do that. That's why today, when we're coming to the Holy Communion, please, no talking, absolute reverence. Because what happens is we come into the Lord. The Lord's going to become inside of us. So when we walk into the Holy Communion, we walk in reverence. We walk in respect for the Lord Himself, so we can accept Him. And don't forget to say, please, Lord, touch me today. Touch me today. So I become your child. I become your son. I become your daughter. It's very important that we feel that He's our Father. He is our Father, but we have to feel this. And when we come to the table, we feel this. So ask Him to touch you, to take away all the bad things in your life. Okay? If you are sad, ask Him to take away your sadness. If you're troubled, ask Him to take away the trouble. If you've got exams, ask Him to help you with the exams. Whatever it is, ask before you come and touch the Lord. So don't forget, please, come in a very respectable way. No talking. Even after you have your communion, stand still. Participate in the songs. So the Lord will touch you and you'll feel the power of the Lord. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart. And we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.